Human Rights Watch says Israel clearly violated the laws of war during its recent eight-day attack on the Gaza Strip. The rights organization says an Israeli airstrike targeted a home in Gaza, killing 12 Palestinians, including women and children. It says Israeli forces dropped a large bomb on the building. The attack was the deadliest during the war that ended on November 22nd. It killed a member of the Hamas police force, 9 members of his family, and 2 neighbors. The airstrike sparked international condemnation. During the conflict, at least 174 Palestinians were killed, more than 100 civilians, including at least 37 children and 14 women, were among them. Harry Fear is a British activist and filmmaker, and he is at the Gaza Strip, and he joins us right now. Harry Fear, what's going to make this condemnation different from Human Rights Watch? 2008, Operation Cast Lead, the UN followed that up with this investigation. It actually came out and said that Israel committed war crimes, but really nothing occurred.
Well, indeed, that is an accurate and cynical reading of what happened. I hope, and I'm sure the Palestinian people also hope, and those that support the Palestinian people's enshrined in law human rights, that things will be different this time around, that there will be an improvement of some sort, albeit marginally, that there is a swelling support for Palestinians internationally. There is a growing international solidarity movement, as well as most of the world supporting the Palestinian people's rights now and historically at the United Nations. So I think the hope here is that the pressure that is being exacted on Israel, which is increasing over time, will make some difference in this case, getting some justice in these cases that you refer to, of the Al-Dalou family massacre in which 4 children were killed, or the targeting of journalists. We saw 3 journalists deliberately assassinated. We saw suspicious weapons during the 8-day assault. And also, Israel actually just broke the ceasefire as well. So really, you can choose, go around the Gaza Strip to any town in Gaza, and you can find numerous cases that you could take to the International Criminal Court if you're an investigator. We just hope that they come quickly.
And quickly, if you can, upgrade its status of Palestine at the UN. Do you think there's going to be a decision made by perhaps the PA to take Israel to the ICC?
Yes, this is obviously within the Palestinian will and in the Palestinian interest to escalate particular cases, for example, the potential assassination of Yasser Arafat, and take that to the ICC. We're yet to see whether or not any pressure is applied on the PA to stop them from doing that, be it from Israel or be it from the United States.
Thank you very much there. Harry Fear there, talking to us from Gaza. We appreciate that.